You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This amendment that we're talking about applies to the Peoria Healthy Futures Act. This act was first established 3 years ago. Could you tell us about the context that this amendment is coming in?
So it's just part of a larger scheme of the government to roll back a lot of the legislation that have been put in place by the previous government and really to roll it back without any adequate replacement for a lot of the positive measures that were in the previous legislation. We've been especially concerned about the removal of provisions for preventative health that were part of the original Te Pae Ora Healthy Futures Act.
Right, and could you give us some examples of these provisions?
Yeah, I think most people would agree that in matters of health, it's far better to prevent things from going wrong with people's health rather than waiting for them to become unwell and try to patch them up. And there's all sorts of things essentially about the lifestyle that we live or we're encouraged to live that actually work against good health. That especially relates to our diet and our physical activity and various addictions that are around in society. All those things, if you could do something about those, you could actually massively improve people's health overall. And that would take a lot of pressure off the part of the health system that provides health care. But the Amendment Act is completely blind to this. It identifies the health system as purely being about providing care when something's gone wrong. I mean, we need that, of course. But if your health system is only there to provide care when things go wrong, you don't do anything to prevent things going wrong, actually, your health system is going to crumble under the pressure of demand. It just won't be able to cope with problems that were entirely preventable but weren't prevented.
In contemporary practices in some parts of the world, there are more emphasis on preventative care, healthy activity and support to achieve this. But why do you feel that this is being rolled back? Do you buy the government's arguments?
Well, I don't, because, you know, one approach they might have taken would be to say, well, okay, we've got a part of our health system that provides care when people need it, but there's also a duty of the government to make sure that people are as healthy as possible in the first place. And they're just walking away from that duty of preventative health without any kind of replacement for that in the Te Pae Ora Healthy Futures Act. In general, what you find with what they call the determinants of health, the things that people do that you might not notice what it's doing at the time, but in the long term it is actually harmful to your health. In general, unfortunately, we find that those things are connected to someone's profit today. And I think that's the key to this, that if you're in an industry that pushes low levels of physical activity, that's like fossil fuels and motoring, unhealthy food, and if you look at the fast food industry and supermarkets there as well, or booze, then anything preventive that tries to move away from those lifestyles actually is going to eat into the profits of very profitable industries who happen to be friends with our government now. So it's not too surprising that our government would try to erase all that preventative stuff. Of course, people pay for this in terms of their lives and their happiness as individuals and as families. When a person falls ill, that's a tragedy and a catastrophe for a family, and doubly so if it was something that was preventable. But yeah, again, it's very sad our government's decided it's that sort of prevention anymore. Previous National Minister of Health actually was. He was saying quite a bit about prevention, Shane Breti, Māori doctor, but they replaced him with another one who has a very simplistic idea of what the health system should be about, and he's wrong.
One of the ways that Simeon Brown is justifying these reforms is that it might increase efficiency and save money. What do you feel the monetary costs might actually be in the long run if we don't institute preventative care and support that?
Well, when I went to medical school years ago and we had a lecture on health economics, one of the first things that the professor said to us was, well, if you want to save money in health, it's very simple, you know, it's like shoot all the patients and shut all the hospitals. Financial efficiency isn't totally what health is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about health and well-being of people. It's hard to see that you are going to have a financially efficient health system when it's overwhelmed and swamped by demand because of entirely preventable problems that you've chosen to ignore.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.